Welcome, everybody, to the Grueling Truth Sports Network. I'm Mike Goodpaster. You're watching the College Football Prediction Show. Today, we're going to look at Colorado and Coach Prime against the Oregon Ducks. Oregon's favored by 21 in Eugene, Saturday at 3:30. I want to remind you, if you want to find the best sports book for betting on this game, make sure you check BetMGM. You can find the link to the description below in the YouTube portion of this video if you're watching on there. But BetMGM is the best place to bet this game. I want to also remind you to follow me on Twitter at Grueling Truth. All right, guys, let's go ahead. Let's look at this. Colorado versus Oregon. I mean, is there a bigger story? I mean, if you look at the ratings for Colorado, Colorado State last Saturday night, almost 10 million viewers. Coach Prime has definitely brought excitement to college football, and he's taken a team that only won one game last year to be 3-0. My only concern here is this. TCU, I think, is a middle-to-rung Big 12 team. Is not the team that played for the national championship game last year. So it's a great win on the road, especially where Colorado was coming from last season. But then you get a middling Nebraska team, probably a bottom four team in the Big Ten at best right now. They struggled with them for a half before putting them away. And then they played Colorado State. 33-point underdog Colorado State. It took overtime to win the game. They lost Travis Hunter. Do they have a shot against Oregon here in Eugene? Now, the offense has been amazing. You know, quarterback Shedeur Sanders is absolutely the real deal. And it's a shame that his gut check Heisman moment came at 2:30 a.m. Eastern time, with the team facing first and basically 98 in the final minutes to win the game, come back, set it to overtime. And yeah, this team has the talent to come out and hang shot for shot with the Ducks. But there's one key element to this new look Coach Prime Colorado Buffalo team missing last week in Boulder. The swagger that comes with a team that feels disrespected. It cranked up the attitude and fire in the opener against TCU. The no one believes in us thing totally seemed to make a difference. It was the underdog part of the week against a weak Nebraska team without nearly the same talent. And then came Florida State. These are two teams that Colorado should blow out. Game day was in town for the Colorado State game. The Rock was there. Every rapper known to man was there. The hype machine was unstoppable. And all of a sudden, the laser focus, you know, kind of disappeared. You know, Oregon is supposed to win this and win this big. And that's a huge plus for Colorado. This team will bring that chip on his shoulder to go along with the talent. Even without Travis Hunter, the Colorado skill parts are good enough to score, and keep scoring. This group will take what the Ducks like to do with tempo and push it to another level. But the problem there is the defense. Colorado isn't quite there yet. Deion Sanders was able to upgrade talent everywhere through the transfer portal, but the lines will take a little bit of time. And I believe he's well aware of that. And this 2023 team isn't a finished product compared to what's coming down the road at Colorado. The O-line is getting Shedeur Sanders beaten up. Only five teams have allowed more sacks per game, and a running game is nowhere to be found outside of a few bursts here and there. So the D-line is an even bigger problem. TCU and Nebraska ripped off big runs at will, and Colorado State quarterback Brandon Fowler Nicolosi threw for almost 400 yards. Oregon's stats and hype are inflated on blowouts over Portland State and Hawaii. But when absolutely necessary, the passing game came through against Texas Tech on the road. And this, the attack, is hugely needed. Because right now, if Oregon keeps the tempo fast, and I mean, there's no reason to think Colorado is going to slow it down. So when I'm betting this game, I'm looking at tempo in almost any game, whether it's football, basketball, you control the tempo, you control the game. This is a game where Oregon wants to play fast. The only problem is Oregon wants to play fast, and Oregon's better at playing fast than they are. You know? And when you look at this, zero. That's how many turnovers Arkansas or Oregon has given away this season. Colorado's defense might be I mean, it's not very nasty. It's not great. It's going to have a hard time getting turnovers. But Colorado can be for real and very, very, I mean, a very, very good team. And could also get rocked in this game because Bo Nix and Oregon are just that good, especially offensively. And defensively, they're better than Colorado. Both teams will trade plenty of big offensive shots at lightning speed. But the Oregon Lines, the Duck Front Five, has allowed just one sack so far. That's the difference in this game. Now, when we look at the point spread, 21 points is a lot of points. This is going to be a high-scoring game. I think the over-under is like 70 or 70.5 right now. I really think Oregon is going to put 50 points up in this game. And I think you get Oregon winning this game 51-28. I think they'll cover the 21 points. And I would give the 21 points, and I would take the Ducks in this game. That's my best bet for this matchup between Coach Prime and Oregon. And once again, it's nothing against Coach Prime. It's hard to fix everything in one offseason. The offense is absolutely awesome, and the defense is absolutely pathetic. Take the Ducks and give the 21 points. All right, guys, remember, check out BetMGM for the best bet or best place to bet on college football. Follow me on Grueling Truth, at Grueling Truth on Twitter, or X, or whatever they call it now. But guys, we're going to let you go. We will be back later on the day to pick some more of the biggest games, including Notre Dame, Ohio State. So make sure you keep an eye out there on Facebook and on Twitter. Everywhere you find the Grueling Truth, you can hear all of our shows on Spotify and iHeartRadio. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpasture, even watching and listening to the Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.